Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
To be back in the city I love, and thousands of proud, hard-working American patriots, you're with me. We're all together. We've always been together. And I'd like to begin by asking a very simple question. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago?
That is former President Donald Trump, 45, potentially trying to be 47 come next week when Election Day gets here. And he's asking you, it is the question that everybody needs to consider, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? On the Annie Fry YouTube channel, go join us there and say hi in the chat. But that's the YouTube live chat poll question for today. And it's also the first question that I'm going to ask Congressman Mike Bost, who joins us once again, the United States Congressman from Illinois' 12th District. He's also the chair of the House Veterans Affairs Committee. Congressman, thank you for being with us today. Welcome back to the show.
Annie, thanks for having me on. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you as well, Congressman. When you're talking to constituents in this election cycle, what you understand about what people in Southern Illinois are experiencing in the Biden-Harris America, are people better off now than they were 4 years ago?
Let me see. We've got an open border that we're running fentanyl across, human trafficking across. Our dollar doesn't go as far as it used to. We have wars around the world. Yeah, no.
No, not at all. Tell me, give me a little insight here. As somebody who works in Washington, D.C., I don't know how well you know either Joe Biden or Kamala Harris, but the Democrats decided that Joe Biden was not going to be able to pull off a victory in this November, and they replaced him with Kamala Harris. How do you feel like your colleagues are reacting now to that decision that they made this summer?
Well, I'm going to tell you the concern we have is if he's not good enough to run for president, what in the world is he doing the job for? You know, where are we at? What's really going on? And if he can't do it, who is doing it? Now, that was the concerns early on whenever they made the switch. Now we're just seeing, you know, that she's nothing more than the same. Out of touch, I think, with the American people, and her campaign is, we don't like Donald Trump. That is exactly her campaign.
Yeah. Yeah. Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. I enjoy the meme. I think there's a Babylon Bee article that says that Donald Trump, meant to act like Hitler in his first term, but he forgot to. So he seeks a second term. Some of the words and the verbiage that are being thrown at Donald Trump, somebody who America has lived through 4 years of prosperity with him when he was the president. We have a record. Kamala Harris's message is, it's a pretty charged rhetoric that's out there right now against Donald Trump.
And her other people that are speaking for her, you know, Hillary Clinton made a comment about this Madison Square Garden thing yesterday, a week or so, or a few days before it, that, you know, that this represents when Nazis were at Madison Square Garden. Well, you know what? At that group, you had every race, every gender, you had people waving Jewish flags, and I'd have to say that I heard earlier on another broadcast that if you're waving a Jewish flag, it's probably not Nazis. I'm just guessing.
That's, yeah, by definition, you would think so. Do you think that Kamala Harris would be more the same as Joe Biden? Because I kind of think there has potentially been an opportunity missed on the Republicans' part to show how effective this version of governing, which you pointed out already, if Joe Biden's not capable of doing the job, who is doing the job? It sure seems like whoever is doing the job would still be doing it if Kamala Harris were the president, and that they could become more effective should she become the president of the United States.
Well, let me tell you that there should be an argument or somewhere during this time of her softball interviews that she's been given for the most part, where she would answer that question. What would she do different? And when the question was asked, she basically said nothing. And so if that's the case, that then I just don't think the majority of the people are have their head in the sand and go, oh, yeah, well, we were better off. All right, we are better off today than we were 4 years ago, and we're just not.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, it is, you know, believe me, I'm traveling my district, and the people that I'm talking to, that's a fact on the voters in that district. But I'm going to tell you, I've went out because of the VA committee stuff and also helping others around this nation as we're trying to gain more seats in the House. I've been to Colorado. I've been to California. I was in Palm Springs for a candidate there. I was in Tucson, Arizona. And I've been in Sunnyside, Washington State, on the east side of Mount Rainier. And what we're seeing is everything's trending in the Republican way. Even in areas where it wouldn't normally do that. And I think we're headed in the right direction as far as Trump's race and as far as the House and the Senate as well.
Let's talk about that specifically, because, you know, Donald Trump's numbers look good, but nobody, we've talked about the, I'm going to whisper it, red wave before, and it didn't happen, and we're not going to use those words again this year. We got to wait and see how the results come in. But should Donald Trump win next Tuesday, he needs a Republican Congress in order to get everything back on track immediately. How confident are you in what we're hearing from things like Elon Musk talk about cutting the budget, bringing some of this money that's being wasted in Washington, D.C., and allowing the American people who are earning it to keep it and put it to good use? Can this new version of the Republican Party rein in spending?
Yes. And here's why. Let me tell you some things that are out there being talked about. Elon Musk coming through, identifying, and then if you take and have the administration along with the Congress, then you cut away the rhetoric whenever you reduce money for an agency, how you're not going to reduce services, but you're going to actually be more wise with the money that you're spending. Because remember, the main goal of bureaucracy is create more bureaucracy.
Yes.
So somehow you've got to break that up. Let me tell you the idea that's out there that actually I heard last week about this time, Speaker Johnson talking about, and I'd heard this before, but I didn't know whether we were seriously thinking about it. So how do you drain the swamp when the swamp creatures are there in the swamp feeding off each other? You remove them from the swamp.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that? You move the agencies away from Washington, D.C., and put them out in this United States.
Ooh.
Put the Department of Transportation out in let's say, Kansas. How about the VA somewhere here in the Midwest? How about, and the list goes on and on and on with all of our government agencies, you remove them from the swamp creatures, and guess what happens? Either they follow to go do their job in other places where they understand what the rest of the American people are dealing with. Otherwise, you constantly have to fight the swamp out there to try to stop the deep state and the overburdensome bureaucracy if you're going to make government wiser and spend less. So that's some of the great ideas that I've heard out there. Remember.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The term swamp didn't come from just the Trump era. Remember, that term was used by Ronald Reagan, of all people. And when he said, whenever he wanted to drain the swamp, his statement was, after being there for a while, it's hard to drain the swamp when you're up to your tail in alligators.
That's so Ronald Reagan. Congressman Mike Boss with us right now, Illinois' 12th District Representative in the United States Congress. You're from Southern Illinois. You understand Southern Illinois. When people talk about Illinois, they don't usually think of the southern part of Illinois. Compare to me what it's like after you've served a few terms there in Washington, D.C. Like, what does the swamp try to do to you? What does D.C. try to do to you? Once you leave your roots for periods of time, you go to Washington, D.C., and it gets you.
Well, they're going to try to, and they do it. They try to convince you, they haven't convinced me of this, that, you know, their way of thinking is above you. And so, therefore, even though it's a representative form of government, you've got to comply with what their idea is in D.C. because we've always done it that way. And so, therefore, any time, whether it's in business or whether it's in an organization, quite often, when you try to present new ideas and cure problems, oh, no, we've always done it this way. And it's like whenever we're dealing with the VA, and I had to explain this the other day, we've got problems with VA, with amazing the issues that we have problems with, everything from giving themselves bonuses at the administrative level that we're supposed to go to docs and nurses to try to retain them. And so when we caught them at this, we brought the secretary before us, and he was trying to defend his people. And I explained to the secretary, I said, you need to understand that, Mr. Secretary, the people that are working for you in that agency, They know that I'm trying desperately to cure problems, but their attitude is, I'm going to get unelected one of these days, and then they'll just deal with somebody else, but they'll still be there. And Mr. Secretary, you need to know I've seen five of you in the 10 years I've been there. So this is the type of stuff that, that they try to... The inner dwellings of these agencies is what we talk about, not politically, it's just fact, what the deep state is. And then they'll try to influence that on those members that are elected. The way you keep it from happening is you make sure that you keep in touch with your district.
Yes. Yeah, stay connected to the people who you serve. Exactly right, Congressman Boss with us right now. I want to wrap up with asking you, you said you've been campaigning across the country. What is the majority right now of Republicans in the House? It seems like it's fluctuated so much in the last year or so.
Four?
We have
a majority because we've actually went through the reason it fluctuates is if somebody quits or somebody dies or whatever, then you have to wait on a special election. The numbers back up. We are fully loaded at 435, and we have a 4-seat majority as far as the Republicans are concerned.
What is realistic expectation right now? How are you feeling about Republicans' ability to A, maintain the majority, certainly, but B, expand it?
Well, we're trying to expand it, and I think we're going to see that from around the nation. And let me tell you, the two states that the Democrats are focusing on that so we have to defend, if they believe those states that are naturally, is California and New York. We're showing that we're going to hold those pretty well. We got a couple other seats that might be a question, but then... So the existing members that look like they're close, they're rising here at the end, and then also the Democrats, though, that we've targeted, we believe we'll pick up. I think we'll probably get 10, 12 more, if not more than that, and increase our majority. The Senate will go Republican. The question is, will it be a one vote majority or a 3-4 vote majority, depending on how these races fall? And then one of the things that's really wild about the, to put it in perspective, think about this. Whenever I first came in, you understand it was during Speaker Boehner's last few years, we had, instead of a 222, we had 242 Republicans. That is a large majority.
Yes.
Well, I don't think we'll get there, but we will increase our majority.
Man.
And what that does is it allows you to have those people that might have a different opinion that sometimes are just out there to get, you and I have talked about this,
yep,
to get their social media likes and everything like that. It allows them to do what they want to do and when the rest of us can govern.
I love it. Congressman Bost, before we let you go, do you think that the Republican Party has an understanding congressionally about what needs to be done should you have the ability to have Congress and the White House? Quick to govern?
I think we do because we understand what the issues are. We're not worried about chasing woke. We're worried about making a better America.
Yeah. All right. Well, Congressman Boss, we appreciate you so much. Look forward to seeing you.
Thank you for having me on.
Yes. We'll do it again soon. Hopefully, maybe right after the election with some very positive results to discuss.
Just remember, everybody get out and vote.
Vote, vote, vote. Thank you so much. Congressman Bost, the representative from Illinois' 12th district here across the river in southern Illinois, Brad's representative out in the O'Fallon area. Make sure you go out and support him. I appreciate him so much. He's a real dude, and he's been very kind to us in the show, and I've done many events with him, and he is a genuine person. I'd love to be able to talk to him. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to discuss the Poly Market betting odds on 6 of the swing states. We're going to discuss a few polls here that Ryan wants to highlight when we return. We're also going to have Wiggins America, and I think maybe we'll squeeze Wiggins America in the 2 o'clock hour and kind of shake it out a little bit. No more would you like to take a survey, right? All right, let's take a quick break. Go vote in the YouTube live chat poll. Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? Yes or no? We'll be right back.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.